shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Okay, precious people of God, this is our consecrated prayer for the month of November. And the first thing we're going to do, we're going to go before the throne of God, and we're going to ask Him to penetrate the deception. The deception and the darkness in the religiously deceived in this nation and the nation of the world. You got it? We're going to pray, asking God to deliver the religiously deceived in this nation and in the nations of the world. We're going to ask Him to bring light into darkness. Light into darkness. Let's pray that right now. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And we come before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God, Father. And Father, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to deliver the religiously deceived. Father, the nations are full of false systems of religion. And only you can penetrate the darkness and the deception of those false systems of religion with the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, there are so many systems out there that are deceiving people and trying to make them believe that their way is the way for one to be reconciled to Holy God. And yet, Father, we know there's only one way. You must be born again. So, Father, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ to penetrate and to deliver those who have been religiously deceived. Penetrate that religious darkness, Heavenly Father, and deliver those who have been religiously deceived, including those who are involved in the deceiving of those who are being deceived. Father, we have those in positions of religious leadership who are themselves religiously deceived. We're asking you, Father God, in the holy and precious name of Christ Jesus, to penetrate that darkness, penetrate that deception, bring them to the light, and bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. All right, our second item of prayer. We're going to pray asking God to deliver us from evil leadership in the presidency, the Senate, the House, and the church in this nation. Folks, you have to understand that the battle is raging for the soul of this nation. And you must understand that every political office and every religious office, if I may put it that way, has in it an agent of Satan or a child of God. There is no in between. Whether it's a religious office or a political office, it's either a child of God or a child of Satan in that office. So we're going to pray, asking God to deliver us from evil leadership in the presidency, the Senate, the House, and the church. Let's pray that right now. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we continue coming before your throne. And at this point in time, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, deliver us from evil leadership in the presidency, in the Senate, in the House, and in the church. Father, we understand that Satan has penetrated every city. He has penetrated every state. He has penetrated this nation with his agents. And we realize that every single individual holding any public office is either a child of God, a child of yours, or a child of the devil. And Father, we understand that there's much satanic representation in every city, every county, every district, every state, and in this nation as a whole. There is an abundance of satanic representation. So, Father, we're asking you, honor our prayer, because in the name of Jesus, we bind in the name of Christ Jesus the power of Satan in these elected officials, and we're asking you to deliver us from evil elected leadership in the presidency, the Senate, the House, as well as the church. Father God, we're asking for you for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating the darkness, the deception. Bring forth truth that will stand as truth before the throne of God, and give us those in public office, give us a preponderance of those in public office that will represent you and try to advance the kingdom of God in the nation. We ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for the privilege. Our third item, we're going to pray, asking God to raise up a repenting, interceding people of God in the nations of the world. Folks, it can happen. God can do it. He has turned all of his work over to the church. And Christ will not return until the church has failed in what she is to be, what she is to do. And then Christ will have to come and take over. But right now, we, the believer priest, the priesthood, we are responsible for advancing the kingdom of God and holding the standard in the nations of the world. So we're going to pray, asking God to raise up a repenting, interceding people of God in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, my Lord and my God, Father, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of this nation and the kingdom of God in this nation. And Father, we're asking you to raise up a repenting, interceding people of God, not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world. Father, your word tells us that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So we know from the word of God that unconfessed sin in our lives blocks and stops our prayer power. And Father, we need prayer power. We need prayer power. So we're asking you, firstly, where we need conviction, give us conviction. Where we need illumination, give us illumination. But let us get it right before you. And then, Father, we pray in the holy and precious name of Jesus that you will bring about a repenting people. Because non-repenting people have no prayer power. Non-repenting people have no prayer power in their personal lives or on behalf of the nation. So we're asking you to raise up a repenting, interceding people of God in the nations of the world. Move in the hearts of your children, the believer priest, to come to grips with the sin that is in the life, that is blocking the prayer life, and have them confess that sin, and then raise up, we pray, a repenting, interceding people of God in the nations of the world. And we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Our fourth item. We're going to pray, asking God to frustrate the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for a season. Why do I say for a season? I've read the word. I know what the end times look like. I know he'll be loosed. So right now, we need some relief. And we're going to pray asking God to frustrate the satanic agenda in the nations of the world. The United States of America, China, Russia, North Korea, in the nations of the world. We're going to pray asking God to frustrate the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for a season. Got it? Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in the precious name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. And Father, at this point in time, we come asking you to frustrate the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for a season. Father, I have read the word. I know there's a one world order in the making. I know that in that one world order, there will be that individual that we will recognize as the Antichrist. I recognize, Heavenly Father, that the church will come under persecution. Prosecution and persecution. And Father, we, the people of God, we're the ones who have to stand at the hedge, make up the gap, and hold back the kingdom of darkness so long as we'll be faithful and intercede on behalf of the kingdom of God. So, we come before your throne as the people of God, as believer priest. We come asking you, Heavenly Father, to frustrate the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for a season. And Father, if we can pass this on from generation to generation to generation, who knows how long you might be willing to hold back the satanic agenda. But we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to frustrate the satanic agenda, which is already operative in the nations of the world. And we're asking you to do this for a season, Heavenly Father, and stir the hearts of your people to repentance, to holiness, and to intercessory prayer as you hold back the satanic agenda, as you frustrate the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for a season. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Heavenly Father. Please do it. All right. Our next item. We're going to pray asking God to raise up those with the spirit like Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and John the Baptist in the nations of the world. I pray that on a regular basis, folks. I pray that on a regular basis. Asking God to raise up those with a spirit like Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, John the Baptist in the nations of the world and have them cry out against the sins of that nation and against the sins of the people of God in that nation. So once again now, we're going to pray, asking God to raise up those with a spirit like Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and John the Baptist in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Our righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now asking you, Heavenly Father, to raise up those with a spirit like Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and John the Baptist in the nations of the world. Father God, we're asking you to raise these men up in every nation of the world and let them lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of God. Father, some have not yet recognized yet that they are appointed to this, anointed to this, and need to understand that. So, Father God, we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, to raise up those in the nations of the world with a spirit like unto Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and John the Baptist, and let them lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of God and the house of God in the nations of the world. Father, we need a move of your Holy Spirit. We need your people. We need your people praying and asking you to raise them up. Those with a spirit likened to Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and John the Baptist. And Father, if you'll do this, we'll give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you. All right, we come to our last item. This is when we pray for each other. And I have a special prayer request for you in this time. My associate, Gene Howard, Pastor Gene Howard, his wife Shirley, is coming through some difficult physical times. As you go before the throne of God with your prayer request concerning yourself and your loved ones, I want you to lift up Brother Gene, his wife. Lift him up, Lord. Lift him up before the throne of God and ask God for his mercy, his grace, and his healing power. And I'll be praying the same thing for you. I'll be praying the same thing for you while the music is playing before I come on the air and pray with you. But lift up Brother Gene. Lift up Shirley. Then lift up your own prayer request. And we'll come together in a few moments and pray it together. And may God bless you as you do so. Now, this is when we pray for each other. You pray for others. I pray for you. And we pray for Brother Gene and Shirley. I'll come along in a moment, pray with you, and we'll close it out with prayer. But right now, go before the throne of God on behalf of those involved in this concert of prayer for Brother Gene and for Shirley. Thank you. My righteous Heavenly Father, my Father, my God, I come before your throne in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we have those involved in this concert of prayer who have physical needs. And you're the only one that can really meet some of those needs. They can be treated medically, but you have to bless that treatment. You have to bring the healing. And so, Father God, I bring before you right now those involved in this concert of prayer, whatever their physical problem may be. You are the divine physician. You have all power. You have all authority. And it's by your stripes we're healed. And in the holy and precious name, I lift up Shirley before you. I lift up Gene before you. And I'm asking you to touch Shirley and bring restoration and healing and comfort and peace. And bless Brother Gene, Father God. Give him relief and comfort. And then, Father, for those others involved in this concert of prayer, whatever their physical problem may be, whatever their financial problem may be, whatever their marital problem may be, whatever they're facing, Father God, in the holy and precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, I bind all the power of the enemy that's coming against them. I bind every spirit of affliction, every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus, I speak wholeness and health and healing. And I say to every agent of Satan out of hell, these are the temples of God. These people, their body is a temple of God, and you're a trespasser, Satan. And I command you in Jesus' name to loose your hold and leave these people. Now, Father, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Bring comfort. Bring peace. Bring relief where it's needed. And then, Father, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this prayer effort on behalf of the kingdom of God. Till we get a chance to do this again in December, be blessed. Be blessed.